Okay, so you know how tough it can be for medical students, right? To really master some of those super nuanced skills, especially when it comes to kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm thinking specifically about pediatric auscultation. I mean, trying to pick up those super subtle sounds in tiny little chests, the murmurs and the crackles,
Yeah.
it's not easy.
It's so crucial, though. Like, missing something, even the slightest sound, can make such a big difference in diagnosis.
Right. Huge implications for a kid's health. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We're digging into a new piece of tech that aims to make teaching and learning this vital skill way more effective.
For sure. And to be clear, we're going to be looking at the PAT4 pediatric auscultation mannequin.
Yep, the PAT4. And our mission. Well, we want to break down what it offers, see how it compares to the other training methods out there, and really get a grasp on what it could mean for medical education going forward. So, ready to jump in?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, so first things first. What is this PAT4 mannequin all about? What's its primary function?
Well, at its core, it's a training tool, right? Designed to help students and practitioners get really good at pediatric auscultation. You know, listening to and understanding those internal sounds in infants and children.
Gotcha. So it's essentially a simulator, a high-tech stand-in for a real child.
Exactly. And it comes loaded with some pretty cool features, too.
Like what? You give us the rundown.
Well, one of the first things that jumps out is how they've incorporated visual feedback into the learning process. So the mannequin actually has LED lights built right into it at 15 different auscultation points.
Interesting. So they're literally lighting up where you should be placing your stethoscope.
Yeah, exactly. Like a little roadmap right on the body. Super helpful for new learners, you know, to orient themselves and make sure they're listening in the right spots.
Definitely. Makes total sense.
And then for group learning or demonstrations, it's got this really neat rotating base, so instructors can easily show everyone exactly which auscultation point they're talking about.
Oh, that's clever. Everyone gets a clear view. But here's where things get really interesting, right?
Yeah, tell me about it.
The control system. This isn't your old school simulation set up with a bunch of wires and clunky computers. The whole thing is wireless, runs on Bluetooth.
No kidding.
Yep. And you control it through an app. Like you can use your own smartphone or tablet. The app is available on both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. So like super accessible, right?
Well, that's a game changer. I mean, so many of the older simulation technologies were tied to these specific, often pretty clunky pieces of hardware or software. This just seems so much more user-friendly.
Totally. And it's probably way more affordable for institutions too if they don't have to invest in all that extra equipment.
I bet.
Okay, but let's talk about the sound library for a second because this thing is packed.
Oh, yeah.
They're boasting a total of 100 different sounds. 100.
Wow. Okay, break that down for me. What kind of sounds are we talking about here?
So there's a huge range of heart sounds, 53 distinct variations, which is insane. Then you've got 18 different lung sounds, 8 combined heart and lung sounds, and even 4 bowel sounds. But here's the really cool part, at least in my opinion.
I'm listening.
They've included 10 real, like actually recorded from patients, heart sounds, and 4 real lung sounds. Plus, they have something they call dynamic heart sounds.
Okay, that's really interesting. Because while having those simulated sounds is good for the basics, hearing the real deal, with all those little nuances and variations that you only get in actual patients,
Yeah.
that's where real expertise comes from. And those dynamic heart sounds, I wonder if that means they can simulate how sounds change, you know, depending on what's happening with the patient. Like if their heart rate goes up or they're given a certain medication. That would be amazing.
Right. I think that's exactly what it means, which adds a whole other layer of complexity and realism to the training. And maybe the best part of all, you don't need some special fancy stethoscope to use it. You can just use your regular clinical stethoscope, the same one you use every day.
Oh, that's smart, practical.
Super practical. And what you get in the box is pretty straightforward. The mannequin itself, a power supply with different plug adapters so you can use it anywhere in the world, and then a quick start guide.
So it seems like a well-thought-out package overall, focusing on creating a really rich learning environment, but also making it easy to integrate into existing medical training programs.
Exactly. Okay, so that gives us a good overview of the PAT4 itself, like
Please.
what it is, what it does. But we also want to talk about the specific ways they're offering it, how you can actually get your hands on one.
Right.
So the document we have lists the specific SAP item numbers, you know, those unique product codes used for ordering an inventory.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those.
So they have those numbers for both the light and dark skin versions of the PAT4.
That's good. Important for representation and making sure everyone feels included in the learning process.
For sure. And they also have dedicated demo units available, which I think is smart.
Oh, yeah, that's a standard practice, but it's so helpful. It lets institutions try before they buy, see if the mannequin really fits their specific needs and teaching style.
Definitely. Now, in terms of pricing, they're saying that it's the same as the previous PIAT-B version. We don't have the exact number here, but it does imply that they've significantly upgraded the technology without raising the price.
That's worth noting, especially if you're an institution looking to upgrade your existing equipment.
Absolutely. They also mention a few different accessories that you can get along with the PAT4. There's a carrying case to protect it when you're transporting it, an external speaker system if you're teaching a larger group and need to amplify the sounds, and even a specific pediatric stethoscope, the AdScope 604, that they recommend.
Makes sense. It's kind of a one-stop shop for all your pediatric auscultation training needs.
Right. But here's a little bonus that caught my eye. They're including a 90-day trial license for something called SAM4 Online with every PAT4 purchase. Now, the document doesn't go into much detail about what SAM4 Online actually is, just that you have to request it when you order the mannequin.
Interesting. So maybe it's like a supplementary online learning platform. Could have additional case studies, interactive modules, that kind of thing. Maybe even a more extensive database of auscultation sounds with explanations and diagnostic info.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And the fact that you have to specifically request it makes me think it's more than just basic operational stuff.
Right, it's like a premium offering.
Okay, so we've got a pretty good picture now of what the PAT4 offers, both on its own and with these
I
add-ons.
think so, yeah.
But we also need to look at it in the context of the market.
Right, how does it stack up against the competition?
Exactly. And to help with that, they've included this handy-dandy comparison chart in the document.
Oh, perfect. Love those.
I know, right? So they're comparing the PAT4 to three other pediatric auscultation trainers. There's the PAT-B Basic, which is like their more entry-level model. Then there's the LSAT MAT Pediatric Task Trainer made by Kiro Kagaku, and then one from a company called MedVision.
Okay, so a good range of competitors.
Yeah, covering different price points and levels of sophistication.
What are the prices looking like?
Well, the PAT4 comes in at $13,750. The PAT Basic, as you might expect, is significantly cheaper. It's only $2,200.
Okay, quite a difference there.
Big difference. Then the Kyoto Kagaku trainer is priced pretty similarly to the PAT4 at $13,000. And the MedVision one is the most expensive of the bunch at $15,500. So the PAT4 sits somewhere in the middle to upper end of the price range.
Gotcha. All right, and how about the control systems? We know the PAT4 uses that Bluetooth app, but what about the others?
Good question. So the PAT-B Basic can be controlled with a Windows PC, but it's optional. The Kyokadaku and MedVision trainers, though, they both require a Windows PC to operate.
So the PAT4 really is standing out in that regard, with its app-based control. It's just so much more convenient and user-friendly, especially given how comfortable most people are with smartphones and tablets these days.
Absolutely. Now, when we look at the included hardware, it gets interesting because with the PAT4, you're actually using your own device, whether it's your phone or tablet.
Right.
The other systems, though, all include a dedicated control PC, except for the PAT-T Basic, which uses a Simoscope control PC.
And just to clarify for our listeners, SimScope is a kind of simulated stethoscope system.
Exactly. It's used with certain training devices. So again, the PAT4 really stands out by leveraging the technology that users already have, which can definitely help to keep costs down.
Definitely.
And all of the mannequins across the board are powered by a standard power supply. No surprises there. Now let's talk about the nitty-gritty. How many auscultation sites does each mannequin have?
Okay, yeah, that's important.
The PAT4 has 15. The PAT-B Basic actually has one more, so 16. Then the Kyoto Kagaku has 11, and the MedVision has the most, with 20.
Interesting. So a decent range, but the PAT4 is definitely holding its own.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the sheer number of sounds available, the PAT4 is the clear winner. We talked about it before with its library of 100 different sounds.
Yeah, that was impressive.
The PAT-B Basic has 43, Kyoto Kagaku only has 20, and MedVision has a respectable 88.
Still, 100 is a lot. That means you can cover a really broad range of scenarios and conditions in training.
Exactly. You can really expose students to a diverse array of sounds, both common and rare.
Makes sense. Okay, what else?
Well, here's an important distinction. The Kyoto Kagaku and MedVision trainers can actually simulate respiratory rate. It's a feature that the PAT4 and PAT Basic don't have.
Oh, that's worth considering. Because being able to correlate those breathing patterns with the sounds you're hearing adds another level of realism and complexity to the training.
For sure. So if that's a key element for your training program, those other models might be a better fit. Then we have the types of sounds offered. The PAT4, as we mentioned before, uniquely provides both simulated and real recorded sounds.
Right, a good balance.
The PADI Basic only has simulated sounds. Kyoto Kagaku uses real sounds exclusively, and MedVision relies on simulated sounds.
Gotcha.
And in terms of those built-in lights at the auscultation sites, the PAT4 and the MedVision both have them, while the PADI Basic and the Kyoto Kagaku don't.
So again, that's a nice touch for the PAT4, especially for those who are new to auscultation. It just makes it so much easier to get your bearings and focus on the right areas.
Right, it's like training wheels for your ears.
Exactly, I like that.
Okay, and then there's the way the sounds are actually played back. The PAT4 uses its own built-in speakers in the mannequin,
Okay.
but it also has the option to connect to external speakers, either wired or via Bluetooth, if you need to project the sound for a bigger audience.
Smart, flexible.
Super flexible. The PATI Basic, on the other hand, uses the SimScope system for audio output. The Kyoto Kagaku, just its own mannequin speakers. And the MedVision uses a speaker with an RFID reader built in.
Interesting. So lots of variation there.
Yeah, a lot of different approaches. And then we have the stethoscope situation. The PAT4 and Kyoto Kagaku are both compatible with standard clinical stethoscopes.
That's a big plus, in my opinion. Students get to practice with the same tools they'll be using in a real clinical setting. No need for special equipment.
Agreed. Plus, it avoids the hygiene issues that can come with shared equipment, like you might have with those RFID-enabled stethoscopes.
Exactly. Not to mention the added cost and hassle of managing all that specialized gear.
For sure. The PAT-Matisic, though, requires a simulated stethoscope, and the MedVision uses a clinical stethoscope that interacts with that RFID reader. So, again, different philosophies there.
Yeah, definitely different approaches.
And just one final note on this comparison. None of the mannequins in this chart simulate pulsation sites or chest rise.
Okay, so those features are still missing across the board.
It seems so. But overall, when you look at the big picture, the PAT4 really does seem to offer a great combination of features, especially considering its price point.
Agreed. The app-based control, the comprehensive sound library, the compatibility with standard stethoscopes, it all adds up to a really strong package.
Okay, so let's dive a bit deeper into what makes the PAT4 stand out. What are its real key advantages and differentiators?
Well, I think the biggest one, hands down, is that shift from needing a dedicated Windows laptop to being able to control everything through a Bluetooth app on your own devices.
Yeah.
That's just such a huge leap forward in terms of usability and convenience.
Absolutely. It just makes it so much easier to integrate into a busy medical training environment. No more worrying about software compatibility or managing extra computers.
Right. Plus, as we've said, most people are already super comfortable using apps on their phones and tablets. It just makes the whole learning process more intuitive and engaging.
Totally. And when you compare the PAT4 to the previous PAT version, it's clear that they've made some major upgrades.
Oh, yeah.
They've added that rotating base, which is great for demonstrations and group learning. They've got the built-in LED lights now to guide students during auscultation. They've added the option to use external Bluetooth speakers for better audio projection. And of course, they've expanded the sound library significantly, including those really valuable, real and dynamic sounds that just take the realism to another level.
Well, that's a lot of improvements. They clearly put a lot of thought and effort into making this the best version yet.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about the cost savings that come from being able to use standard clinical stethoscopes. It's a huge win, both financially and logistically, especially for institutions with a lot of students to train.
Yeah, no more messing around with specialized equipment or RFID readers. And you don't have to worry about the hygiene risks associated with sharing stethoscopes. It's a win-win situation.
Totally. Okay, but let's switch gears for a moment and look at this Q&A section they've included in the document, because it clears up some important points.
Good idea. Sometimes those little details can make all the difference.
Exactly. So for starters, they explicitly state that the older PAT versions have been discontinued. Apparently, they were having trouble getting the parts to maintain them.
That makes sense. Technology moves fast. It's important for them to focus their efforts on the latest and greatest.
Right. So if anyone's considering investing in this technology, the PAT4 is the way to go. It's the current model, the one they're supporting.
Don't you know?
They also make it clear that the P8 Basic is still available. So they're still catering to institutions that maybe have tighter budgets or are just looking for a more basic option for, foundational training.
That's good. It gives them some flexibility in their offerings.
Right. It covers different needs and price points.
Yep.
And they're very upfront about the fact that laptops or smartphones are not included with the Pat 4.
Which makes sense, given their whole approach of leveraging existing technology.
Exactly. Plus, it helps to manage expectations and avoid any surprises when you're making a purchase.
Transparency is always appreciated.
Absolutely. And they also clarify that there's only one version of the Pat 4 available right now. No upgrades planned for the immediate future.
Okay, so what you see is what you get.
Pretty much. But the interesting thing is, they're keeping the price the same as the previous P8 version.
Wow, that's actually really impressive. Especially considering all the new features they've added.
I know, right? It's a pretty compelling value proposition. They also confirm that the Pat 4 isn't compatible with the SimScope system. Instead, it uses its own array of 15 speakers built right into the mannequin to deliver the sounds.
Right, so that's a key difference in how the auditory feedback is provided.
Exactly. They've gone with a more integrated approach, using standard equipment and their own dedicated sound system.
Which simplifies things, yeah. Both for the institution and the learner.
Definitely. And last but not least, they offer a 5-year warranty on the Pat 4.
That's a solid warranty. Shows they stand behind their product and are confident in its quality and durability.
For sure. Okay, so let's wrap things up here. What are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, I think it's safe to say that the Pat 4 pediatric auscultation mannequin represents a pretty significant step forward in medical simulation technology.
Mm.
It addresses a really critical skill, pediatric auscultation, and it does so in a way that's both technologically advanced,
yeah,
and incredibly user-friendly.
Agreed. It's got that intuitive app-based control system, a super comprehensive sound library with both simulated and real examples. It works seamlessly with standard clinical stethoscopes, and it's got those handy built-in features like the rotating bass and the visual cues.
Plus, they've managed to keep the price point the same as the previous generation, which is remarkable considering all the upgrades.
Yeah.
Really does seem like a powerful tool for training the next generation of healthcare providers.
Absolutely. And it makes you think about the broader impact of these kinds of technological advancements in medical education. I mean, how can we use these tools to make sure that future healthcare professionals are even better equipped to diagnose and treat young patients? It's an exciting time to be in this field, that's for sure.
I completely agree. And I think it raises some important questions for all of us to consider.
Like what?
Well, with these increasingly sophisticated simulations, how can we ensure that they're being integrated into training programs in a way that maximizes learning and ultimately leads to better patient care? And how can we leverage these technologies to address some of the persistent challenges in healthcare, like disparities in access to quality care? There's so much potential here, but it's important to be thoughtful and intentional about how we use these tools to truly improve outcomes for everyone.
That's a fantastic point. We have the technology, now it's up to us to use it wisely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. How do you think simulations like the Pat 4 will shape the future of medical education? Let us know in the comments, and be sure to subscribe to the channel for more in-depth explorations of the latest developments in healthcare technology.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
Bye.